As a state-mandated committee reviews police policies and procedures in Schenectady, the city's existing Civilian Police Review Board is suggesting its own improvements. In January, Schenectady's Civilian Police Review Board submitted to the City Council a report on a number of possible changes related to the board, which for years has been tasked with fostering communication between the City Police Department and the public. Richard Shave is chair of the 9-member CPRB. Along with CPRB co-chair Carl Williams, he also serves on the city's Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative Steering Committee, which has been examining police procedures over the last several months.
It was obvious to Carl and I that it's time to look into the CPRB. People are asking, because all of a sudden people are caring.
The report lists 8 categories for changes and a breakdown of how CPRB members felt on the issues with a simple yes or no count. Monday night, during a discussion on the report, some members of the City Council questioned items within the report and even the timing of the report itself. Councilor Carmel Patrick, who agreed with some items in the report, wanted to know more about why some members of the CPRB were supportive of a proposed change to remove redactions to police complaint investigatory source material. Recalling several officers dismissed under Police Chief Eric Clifford, Patrick praised the chief's handling of personnel matters.
To me, it seems like he's doing a pretty good job of holding his officers accountable. And given the fact that the review board hasn't really ever questioned his decisions, I want to talk to them a little bit more on why now are they not trusting those decisions.
Another point that drew some scrutiny from members was the proposal to extend the police complaint form submission deadline from 45 days to 6 months. Councilor Marion Porterfield said she did not equate support for changes to the CPRB regarding oversight of police complaints with mistrust in city policing.
It's not an indictment against Chief Eric Clifford or the job that he's doing or the Schenectady Police Department. It's simply taking a look. And if we're really, really, really comfortable that everything is fine, I'm not sure why the opposition to taking a look.
Patrick later clarified her comment regarding mistrust.
It's my perception, I'll just say it that way, that my reading and my perception of this, the way that it's presented to us, to me, seems like it's promoting a mistrust.
Asked about WAMC, about the perception of mistrust, Shave, who did not attend Monday's meeting, said the CPRB's role in providing oversight is meant to build trust. Shave was also supportive of Chief Clifford.
Chief Clifford's doing a pretty good job. There's 130 policemen, and there's certainly misconduct goes on. But it's being investigated, and all citizens' complaints, even down to the smallest amounts of discourtesy. You wouldn't believe how much work they do to make sure they understand what happened and can correct it. So when we're looking for more visibility, that's just to try to build more trust.
At the close of Monday's meeting, City Council President John Mutavaren said he would reach out to the chair and vice chair of the CPRB for more information on the report, and suggested he would invite them to appear at an upcoming Public Safety Committee meeting to take questions from the council. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.